St. Plastics, Andrew speaking.
Is Chris in by chance?
Chris is not yet, no. He should be in later.
Should be in later. Yes, you sir. Might actually be able to help me out. Is there anyone else around the office that that might help him with the financials, like a controller or an office manager, or is that all kind of on Chris?
That's usually run by Chris or his son, Nigel. Both of them are not in yet, but I can take a message for you if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great. Just let me know when you're ready.
Sure. Let me just get a pen here. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, my name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, Frank. And my direct dial is 858-252-1496. And I'm actually calling in reference to an offer we had sent you guys here about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some prior lending that you guys had done in the good history. It was a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. Does Nigel or Chris maybe have a good email that I could just shoot to summarize that offer and give him my contact info as well? That way he's got it in the back pocket.
Sure, that would probably be for the best. I can go ahead and give you both of the emails here.
Okay, yeah, that works.
We'll go ahead and start with Chris's email.
Okay.
It's Chris at Crichton, C-R-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay.
Plastics.org.
.org, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then for Nigel's, it is... Nigel.
Is that N-I-G-E-L?
N-I-G-E-L, yes, sir. Yep.
Okay.
At CrichtonPlastics.org.
Okay, same after. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot them an email here. It's just going to summarize the offers that we had sent them, as well as just some other small details in my contact info. Is there usually a better time to call that they will be in the office, or are they kind of just in and out throughout the day?
Nigel's mainly in and out throughout the day. Chris will come in usually around 11 o'clock a.m.
Okay. Okay.
So that's probably the best time to reach him.
I gotcha. It sounds like I just missed her. Just called a little early, so I'll maybe follow up here in a few days and see if he's gone over the offer and if he had any questions. If you don't mind me asking, how's business been for you guys? Have you been picking up this summer right around the corner?
We've been about steady, I would say. Just companies calling in. A lot of it seems like it's kind of, you know, they want to replace something or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we've been getting a decent bit of contracts, so
I see.
I'd say it's pretty steady.
Is there usually a time when you guys usually spike in business, or is it just kind of vary throughout the year?
There definitely is. I mean, I would say February is probably our slow month, and then we kind of pick up around summertime, around this time, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the offer we had sent you was good for equipment and capital. I mean, does Chris usually bring on equipment pretty regularly, or is it just whenever something kind of breaks down?
That I'm not sure of. I know that he'll update equipment if need be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm fairly new here. I've been here for about a month and a half, so.
I got you. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so I'll send him this information here and maybe try and touch base here Friday afternoon. Give him a few days to kind of look over it and see if they have anything planned. If you could just pass along that note and let him know I called, and just maybe tell him to look out for the email. The offer that we actually sent out was was direct mail, so it may have been lost in transit, or we might have had the wrong PO box. So if they didn't get it in the mail, just inform them that I'm going to email them both. So hopefully I can get in contact here with them soon.
Okay, sure, no problem.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Andrew.
Andrew, I appreciate all the help, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Sure, no problem. Thank you. You too.